This is the Rental Income Podcast, where we talk to owners of rental properties and give you actionable tips and advice that will help you make more money while dealing with less hassle. And now your host, Dan Lane.
I put together a list of 7 things I wish I knew earlier about renting properties, and you can download your free copy. Just go to my website, freelandlordgift.com. On the show today, we have Jonathan Rivera. Jonathan's a rental property owner down in Florida, and he is really big into systems. So I want to hear more about how he has these systems set up to make his life easier. So Jonathan, why don't we just get right into it? Why don't you tell us a little bit more about yourself and how you got here?
Right now, I just take care of my rentals mostly. I've been kind of keeping steady and improving my rental game, and now I want to add to my portfolio. So the next year or two, I'll be adding some more multifamilies. But right now, I'm just doing an apartment building and some houses scattered about Central Florida.
Sorry, so take me back. So at some point, you had a regular 9-to-5 job, right?
I was a blue-collar worker over here. I was doing electrician's work. Every day, 7 to 3:30, busting my butt in the heat, and I couldn't stand it. And my dad worked construction always, and he was just beating himself up, and just never felt like I got paid enough, and really didn't like getting up early in the morning or dealing with traffic. So I was just doing that because that's what I thought I had to do, and that's what my parents told me I had to do. But I wanted something bigger, and real estate always seemed interesting. I ended up buying the Carlton Sheets No Money Down course. I studied it, and then it sat on my shelf for 2 years before I ever finally just left my blue-collar work and jumped into real estate. That's been 10 years ago now.
So how long did it take from the time that you started investing in real estate until you were able to quit your job?
No, I quit my job to get into real estate. So I didn't have like a safety cord or anything like that. I just decided one day that I didn't want to do the electrical work anymore. I looked up online when I could take a real estate course to get my license as an agent. And I quit my job like that Wednesday. And by the next Monday, I was in my real estate course getting ready to take my license. Basically, I had whatever savings I had, and I had to make real estate work.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. So how did you know, it takes time to get cash flow coming in. How did you support yourself? Just off the savings to pay your rent or whatever else?
I didn't have much savings. And it was just a good time to get into the market because it was when everything was popping back in 2004. So really, from getting my license to getting my first check, which, remember, I'm blue collar, so I'm used to maybe seeing $300-$400 a week. And then a month into real estate, I've got like a $2,500 commission check. I'm thinking, I made the right move, you know, and it just started from there. And that was like a walk-in. I just got lucky.
All right, let me make sure I understand. So when you first started, you were selling real estate. You were basically a realtor, and that was your primary way of making money.
Right. So the idea was that if I was going to quit my job, I needed some way to make money. And if I got my real estate license, then even if I wasn't buying a deal, I could still help with listings and sales and stuff. So I had two different ways to get a paycheck. So I felt safe making that move.
That's pretty smart. So tell me about your first deal. How did you find your first rental?
Yeah. It wasn't too long into it. And actually, I don't know when this is airing, but this month when we're recording this, it's like my 10-year anniversary. I mean, it all happened so quickly, from jumping in, getting my first commission check to buy my first deal. I was sitting in the barber's getting my hair cut, and this guy was talking about how much he didn't like his rentals, and he was sick and tired of them. And I just started chatting the guy up, and I bought my first property as a rental, little 2-bedroom, 1-bath. I got my dad to partner with me, and I got a mortgage. And we just put a little bit down, and we were able to just turn that thing into a rental almost with no work. I think maybe I put less than $1,000 into it and turned it into a rental and had somebody paying me rent and became a landlord. I mean, all this within a couple months of jumping into real estate.
So, and were you positive cash flow-wise on that first rental?
Yeah. Well, you got to remember, back then, they had all those kinds of creative loans and stuff like that. You could do interest only, or you could do lower payments up front. And I think on that, particular property, we probably had about a $500 to $550 mortgage payment, and we were renting it out for around $750.
That's great. That's great. Okay, so now you've got a couple $100 a month coming in. How did you find the second deal?
Oh, it was the same guy.
Okay.
It was the same guy. And what I did was, he had a whole thing. He had a bunch of properties is what I found out, and I just hung out with him. You know, I'm here to help my brother, whatever I could. I would actually go to his properties and give him a hand, too, if he needed it. So then when he wanted to dump the next one, I talked him into letting me have it for a lease option. So I gave him $5,000 down, and then every month I paid him $500. And the house is mine for $5,000. It was crazy.
So just keeping your eyes open, your ears open, and finding opportunities, like that is really awesome. Yeah, I've heard so many investors that just by being open, by listening for opportunities, they found deals. That's great. At the barbershop, you met this guy.
Yeah, he was complaining to his barber about having to take care of houses. Because back then, I'm in Orlando, so back then we got hit with the hurricanes. I don't know if you guys heard about that, but back in 2004, we got hit by like 3 hurricanes.
Yeah.
So at the second one, this guy's like, I got so many houses, I can't stand it anymore. He was just complaining about having to do all the work. And I'm sitting there thinking, I'd love to get in on some of that work.
Wow. So how many houses did you end up buying from him?
I think I did one more deal with him after that. So I think it was 3. And then what happened, the market was getting hot, and then he started getting unrealistic about his prices. And I just had to, you know, we had to part ways.
Right. Okay. So today, between all of your rental properties, how much rental income do you have coming in every month?
We do really, really well. We have over 20 grand a month in rentals coming in.
Wow. That's great. That is really great. And you have made this your full-time job today. So you are, I guess, dealing with tenants and...
Yeah, I don't know if it's my full-time job. It's my business.
Okay.
Which is different than a full-time job because I've got systems in place so that I'm not dealing with a lot of the stuff that I don't need to be dealing with. Not the best use of my time.
So tell me about the systems you have in place.
You ever hear of Basecamp?
No.
Like 37 Signals? Yeah, so Basecamp's project management. And 37 Signals is a software company that offers some tools. So I'm giving them a shout out because I use HiRise and Basecamp. And basically one is my tenant's information and my leads and all that stuff. And then the other one's my project management. Here's how things get done. We got a leaky sink. You open up a ticket in Basecamp and my guy on site takes care of it. Or he calls up and gets somebody to come in and take care of it. So we've got kind of a streamlined system. Most of it is online. I just write ads. Like, I write ads and I work on the sales funnel because that's what I'm good at. And then I'll go and do showings and close deals. And that's pretty much that's the main thing I bring to the business these days. But I have people to take care of the rest.
So you're not dealing with the tenants at all? Like, if a tenant has a problem, are they calling you or?
No, so the system is where once they move in, we have a 24-hour hotline for them, and they call up, they leave a message. I'll give you some details, which might be interesting. They leave a message on this voicemail, and then my VA gets the message, transcribes it, puts it into Basecamp as a task for either, usually that's going to be for my maintenance guy, and then the maintenance guy takes it from there. And then that way I can see that everything is getting taken care of without being in the actual loop.
Wow. Okay. So in your virtual assistant, so you've got someone that's somewhere else that is helping you out?
In the Philippines. Yeah, she's in the Philippines. She takes my voicemails, transcribes them, then turns them into tasks inside Basecamp for my people on the ground.
Wow. And so is there ever a reason that you would ever have to talk to a client?
Well, I mean, I do the sales on the way in. So the way it works is on the way in, it's usually me that they're dealing with till we get the contract. And then after that, I turn them over to the system, you know, and then from there, they're dealing with my guy on the ground. And I let them know that ahead of time, introduce them and all that. But the only time we get back in touch is if they really need to talk to me, if they have some rental issues and stuff, money things, come back through me. And then other than that, it's just me sending them like direct mail to renew their leases and, you know, just kind of keeping them happy however I can, I guess.
That's great. That is so, so smart to have a system for everything. Have you had a lot of issues with where you have difficult tenants that maybe aren't paying the rent or?
Oh yeah.
So how do you deal with that? Do you have like some kind of legal help for that, or is it just do you have the series of letters that'll go out?
Yeah. Well, I mean, and that's all pretty straightforward. I mean, I will go and talk to people. Like if there's some complaints and things like that, or if they're behind, I go talk to them because I think the most important thing is keep communication open, especially when it comes to money matters. Mm-hmm. So I like to keep that dialogue open. I always encourage them, if you have any issues, talk to me. But when stuff starts going bad, you got your 3-day notice. And if they don't comply, you just start the paperwork. And the paperwork, basically, we get on the county website. My wife takes care of it. She just gets all the paperwork ready. I give it to my guy on the ground, and he drops the first set off, then he drops the second set off, and it just goes. And, I mean, there's no real thinking to it. It's a system, you know?
That is great. So do you ever think there's a way that you could set things up to take yourself out completely? Where you could?
I don't want to be out.
Okay. So
there's money coming in. I got to be involved.
Yeah, you
got to.
Okay. Know? Okay. Wow. So what's the next step? Do you think you'll continue to add more properties and try to grow your
That's
business?
What we're looking at.
Okay.
Yeah, we're looking at adding some more multifamilies, just because the systems I have in place already we can use anywhere. But you don't want to just set that up for one house. You want to set that up for where you have multiple. Mm-hmm. Opportunities to make money, you know. So we're just not into single family; we're into multifamily apartments, that kind of thing.
Do you ever sell any properties, or are you just trying to grow your portfolio?
We used to sell properties. We haven't sold one in a while. And in fact, that first rental that I told you about, after the first tenant moved out, we didn't even bother getting a second tenant because the market was so hot, and we sold it and made $50,000 on the thing. That's how ridiculous
that's
it was
awesome.
Back then. Yeah, but today, I mean, if we're buying something, we're likely to buy it, to hold it.
All right. Well, Jonathan, next I want to get into the lightning round. And you have promised me before the show that we were going to get this in 60 seconds. In 13 episodes, we've never hit the 60-second mark. But you think you're up for the challenge?
I hope that you're up for the challenge. Let's do it.
All right.
The Rental Income Podcast Lightning Round. 5 rapid-fire questions and answers in 60 seconds.
All right. The first question is, what's your favorite real estate book?
Well, my favorite book is E-Myth, and we talked a lot about systems today, and you'll find that in that book.
Okay. Number two, the number one fear that I hear all the time from people on why they don't want to own a rental property is they don't want to get a call at 3 a.m. that a toilet's clogged. As a landlord, have you ever gotten this call?
I got the call where the whole parking lot was flooded because the sewer backed up.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, I've been there.
All right, number three, if you had a property sitting vacant for 6 months, you had a potential renter apply that had horrible credit, a spotty work history, and a spotty rental history, would you take a chance on them and rent to them or let the property sit?
Let it sit.
Okay, number four, if you could give one piece of advice to a new landlord, what would it be?
Get the money. Always make your job about getting that rent payment.
Would you rent a property? Oh, we're so close. So close. Okay. Number five, would you rent a property to your best friend?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay. All right. Well, we almost hit it. I'm so disappointed. I really thought we were going to get that in 60 seconds. Well, Jonathan.
I tried.
Well, Jonathan, why don't you tell us where we can find you online? I know you've got a lot going on online.
Yeah, so I guess the thing that would be most relevant to you guys out there is the Making Agents Rich show. And that's basically sales, marketing, mindset, and just getting rich as a real estate agent. You guys can check that out at makingagentsrich.com. I appreciate you giving me a chance talk about that, man.
Oh, sure. Of course. No problem. We will put a link to your podcast on our show notes page and also a summary of everything we talked about and all the links we talked about on the show. You can find that at rentalincomepodcast.com/episode13. And also, if you haven't gotten your free copy of the 7 Things I Wish I Knew Earlier About Renting Properties, you can download that. Just go to freelandlordgift.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it. We'll be back with a brand new episode next Tuesday. My name is Dan Lane, and this is the Rental Income Podcast.